Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of January 26th through February 2nd. So what do we have going on? Well, we have Venus moving into Pisces and what that is going to mean for us. And that is what I'm going to be focusing on tonight's show, because honestly, it is the major thing standing out in this week ahead. So what does it mean? Well, Venus is exalted in Pisces, and that means she digs it there. Things are in flow. She feels her best in this sign. And so once a year, we get these few weeks where she moves into Pisces, and we get to see what is possible with Venus. So you guys probably know, but I'll say it again, that Venus is the ruler of love. And it is also the ruler of our personal income. And it also rules beauty and pleasure in our life. So going into this territory that she's really going to enjoy, we want to make sure that we're doing the most that we can with that energy. In Pisces, this becomes a very romantic, inspired, magical, sometimes mysterious, private, secretive, addictive, artistic, spiritual place to be. And so we're going to see love playing out through those realms, and we're going to see income opportunities coming through those realms, and we're going to enjoy beauty, or maybe purchase beauty, or surround ourselves with beauty through those combinations. Whether that is us doing the love or the money there, or the beauty or the pleasure there. And we're going to see institutions possibly playing a part, or more research and development. I do have to take one quick break to lift a puppy. Hold on. Otherwise, you'll hear it squeaking the whole show. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. All right. Okay, sorry, guys. Okay. So every energy field has a challenging side. So what are the challenges for us to be aware of going through this time frame? Well, Pisces can be a place where we want to kind of hole up and pull back from the world. So that can be great if we're doing that romantically or getting into that artistic project or that spiritual practice. But it can also feel isolating or maybe hard to reach somebody because of this. So you're going to have to be patient with that. It can be focusing on bad habits or addictions. It's considered the place of self-sabotage, you know, where we're not thinking things through. So we might really want to indulge in things that we might not should be indulging in, extra chocolate or, you know, whatever that might be. It can be the place of secrets or deception. So that's obviously probably the most challenging side of it. So you definitely want to be careful about what you're getting drawn into if something new shows up during this time frame. And what else? Boundaries. They're falling in love and going into this big romantic spiel. That can be great. Who needs the boundaries, right? But if you're crossing, you know, lines in a relationship to go run off with somebody else, well, yeah, you probably better set some boundaries. So you just have to be aware that you won't feel like setting boundaries, or there won't seem like there are any boundaries. And the same thing with income, you know, how much could I make? You might overestimate a little bit. And so just be aware of it, right? So what else do I want to say about this? During the time, it's going to move in at 9:33 p.m. Eastern. Be nice. They're only 10 weeks old, so, you know, they're a handful, guys. So 9:33 p.m. Eastern on Thursday the 26th, and it is going to move through Pisces until February 20th, when it will then exit and go into Aries. So over this period, we have four standout days that are activators, okay? So you could have tonight for you guys listening live on Thursday the 26th as it moves in. But the four key time frames that stand out are going to be February 4th, when Venus and Mars are going to get into a frictional square, so there could be a lot of heat and passion and sexuality brought into the equation with your love life, or there could be fights, depending on what side you lead into with Mars. As far as making money, there could be a lot more talks and meetings and fire activity, and maybe you're, you know, challenging yourself and trying to do a whole lot of, at that time. So, you know, fire, February the 7th, Venus makes her second alignment. This one is an opportunity. Unity alignment to the planet Uranus and Taurus. So, you know, this is door open. Things should be possible on February the 7th, which whatever realm you're choosing to focus on with Venus, this links to something exciting, spontaneous, last minute. It could be bringing value into your life or helping you value yourself or others, or it could be about personal income or purchases or products or possessions or gifts. There could be, so you know, the Uranus side to it, the social side, something going on with friends or associates. There, the internet or through a charity that you're anticipating it, or something tied in with your own aspirations, right? So February the 7th, door opens. Then third activation will be on February 15th. This is the day Venus meets with Neptune. So they're merging. Neptune rules Pisces. Venus is merging with Neptune there. So it's actually kicking off a new round. And I'm going to talk more a little bit about these outer planets and the rounds here before we get into the signs. So hold on with that thought for a minute. But it is a new chapter getting underway starting on February 15th, right after Valentine's Day. So sweet. And then on February 19th, the last alignment, Venus is forming an opportunity alignment with Pluto. And so, again, you know, this is a longer story. You know, Pluto's been in this Capricorn territory since 2008. So here comes Venus to form this next round with Pluto from this position. And so whether this is love and romance or spirituality or artistry or income or beauty or pleasure or institutions or research and how that all plays out, the door now is open on this February 19th date to involve someone in a higher position of authority or to focus on your personal goals or your career or status or fame in the story, and to maybe make it about financial interests outside of income, you know, or third-party situations and powerful transformations and ways you're evolving the story. Or it could be on the sexual side with Pluto and the intimacy or reproductive side of what's happening. So there you have kind of the layout. So let's look at those three outer planetary energies and how these stories have evolved. Because for me, it's part of what I find fascinating about astrology is being able to kind of look back and say, oh my gosh, I can see how this trend took off at this time. I can see how far I've progressed. I know how much further I have to go. And, you know, I'm just geeky like that. I don't know if you guys are or not, but I'm going to tell you about it just in case you're interested, because I find it interesting. So, puppies, for God's sake, you're wearing me out. The Venus and Uranus. So Uranus moved into Taurus in 2018. I think it was in May of 2018, and it will be there until April of 2026. You know, Uranus takes 84 years to go around the zodiac once, so it's spending these years in Taurus, and then it'll spend probably an equivalent amount of years in Gemini when it leaves in April of 2026. So this is our time in our lifetime where we have Uranus and Taurus. And so Venus has approached Uranus and Taurus from the sign of Pisces. She did not do it in 2018, but she did do it in 2019 and will continue up through 2026. And even in 2025, she'll do it more than once because of a retrograde. So, you know, 8 years altogether, but she's in year five of those 8 years. So this alignment that she's going to make on February 7th is your fifth time out of an eight-year passage that only happens this one time in our life. You really want to look at, you know, how are you awakening? How are you open to excitement and spontaneity and new opportunities coming in through that Uranus energy of Taurus, which, you know, again, the social side of life, the original personal projects, the online pursuits, what's happening with how you value yourself or are being valued or value others, or how your values are aligning in life and changing and evolving through this time, and what's going on with your income and purchases and products and possessions in this story. So again, you know, it made its first passage in 2019, once a year after that, up through 2026. So this is our year 5 of 8. So we're over halfway through now. All right. So with Venus and Neptune merging, this is probably the most important since Neptune rules Pisces. So Neptune moved into Pisces in 2011 and exits in 2026, just like Uranus will exit Taurus in 2026. So during that time, 2011 to 2026, Venus came and merged or will merge with Neptune, not all of those years, but between 2013 and 2025. So 13 years, once a year in all. And so we are in year 11 of the 13 years. That's crazy how far we've come with that energy. So Neptune rules this field. Neptune and Venus coming together are saying we're starting chapter 11 of 13 chapters, and then there's no more the rest of your life. This is what you're setting the stage with between Venus and Neptune in Pisces. And so, you know, where is the magic in the romance? Where is the research and the institutions taking us with our income? What's going on with karmic past life romances in our life? And what is this new chapter going to be about that we're picking up here on February 15th this year? What's going on, you know, with research and development or with our artistic side, you know, and the beauty in life and the spirituality and the beauty in life? And so it's just a very kind of momentous moment to be aware of. You know, I'm not saying anything earth-shattering is going to happen on that day. It may not. But I definitely know that we are heading into this 11th chapter of 13. And so being aware of it and what you would like to kind of bring up for it can be important. And then the third passage with Venus aligning with Pluto. Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2008 and is going to exit there in 2024. So we're almost out of that 17-year passage of Pluto through Capricorn. So during that time, Venus connects in this opportunity alignment with Pluto and Capricorn 16 of those 17 years. So starting in 2008, and this year we're in now, this passage that's coming up is the very last one, chapter 16 of 16. This is it. So Venus, we're looking at the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure, what's going on artistically, romantically, spiritually, with karmic past life scenarios, with research, with institutions. And how does this connect with Pluto? Well, where are we with our, you know, sexual, intimate, or reproductive goals? Where are we with our big financial dreams and what's playing out with those personal goals or with career or with a higher up authority figure or many authority figures, how we're taking our own authority in a situation? What's going on with people in those authority positions, you know, the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, the mentor, you know, how are they involved in the story? What's going on the career front? You know, are there things emotionally that are buried that we really are trying to purge and evolve from through this time frame? Because we're in year 16 of 16 of these connections. So this is our last big chance to kind of just flush that stuff out, baby. Get it all out of there. We can go deeper. We can unbury things that have been buried. We can, you know, create that intimacy. We can empower and rebalance power situations in our life. So, again, this one happens on February 19th. So, as you can see, having Venus move through Pisces is a powerful, important passage for all of us. So let's start looking at the signs. Eddie, radio show. And Eddie's playing with the pups. So let's take a look at the signs and see what this looks like for each one of them. So for Aries, Venus moving into Pisces is your 12th house. And so, you know, from Thursday the 26th until February 20th, you're hosting Venus and Pisces behind the scenes. So this is very much about, you know, being private or in development or secretive about what's happening with love or money or beauty or pleasure. It can be about karmic rebalancing in situations. You know, you need to give more, or they need to give more, or there's, it's run its course, you know, so you can find that out during this time. It can be a time of really getting into institutions, seeing some favorable springing up through some of that. It can definitely open up and spark things for Aries in a romance. So they might fall in love if they're single during this time, or if they're in a relationship, they might re-spark that romantic side of what's going on. It can definitely be a time where your artistic pursuits or your spiritual practices can definitely kind of be more pleasurable or attract more love or money or beauty to your life. I'm sorry, the puppy wants to come. Hold on.
There you go. There you go, too.
All right. I know. I should put them in another room, but I just can't because they're babies. And I love them. It's just too sweet. Okay. So, Aries, yes, looking for love and romance during this time frame, it might find you. Looking for ways to earn through artistic, spiritual, institutional research realms. Finding beauty and pleasure behind closed doors. It definitely a really cool time. So the Venus Mars square on February 4th, that's your ruler. So, you know, you might be into one of those themes and be all heated and meet somebody where there's a spark and an attraction, or have a talk that's very passionate or angry, or make a decision, you know, that's pushing this thing forward one way or the other. And then the Venus-Uranus energy on February the 7th opens up opportunities to be in the moment and get excited and innovate when it comes to ways to make money or make purchases or products or possessions that bring that Venus topic into flow for you. And then on the 15th, when Venus and Neptune converge, and there can be this beautiful brand new beginning, where you're kind of kicking off the next chapter for yourself with the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional research realms and what's happening with love or money or beauty or pleasure. And then on February 19th, when you have the opportunity to connect with a personal goal or career need or higher up authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, and really look at where you are in this thread that you've been going through, you know, for 16 years, and this is the 16th passage and the final one, you know, when it comes to financial shared assets, resources, outside financial matters, sex, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, third-party stories, and, you know, where this is going. So remember, all of these alignments are in easy flow or fresh starts, frictional one on February 4th, and that could be fun too. It just depends on if you lean into the passion or the angry side of it. So there you have it. And I should say, you know, Aries, this placement is in a semi-sextile for you, so there is some opportunity in general for you through this passage, so definitely claim it. Now, for Taurus, you're ruled by Venus, and now Venus is exalted in Pisces, and she's in a sextile to your sign. So through this entire period, doors are opening for you. There's opportunity for you with Venus. So this might be about the love that you're experiencing with friends or groups or associates or online or doing your original projects or aspirations that you're pursuing. or it could be about your personal income playing out in those realms, or with astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events, and ignoring the beauty and the pleasure that you have in these realms of your life. So it definitely looks like a good time. And so on February 4th, we have that frictional energy with Mars. So whatever you're pursuing there, there is something that is revving you up about income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you're either fired up and pushing for more and pushing that thing through, or you are challenged in some way. So that would lean into the more angry side or aggravated side, maybe. So see which way that plays out for you. And then on February 7th, we have the door open to Uranus in your sign, Taurus. So this is a fabulous day, February 7th, for you to be very spontaneous, to get excited. There's something about that aspiration you have with love or income or beauty or pleasure, or there's something with the friends or the groups or online or with the original projects or astrology or charities or gatherings. So, you know, look for how you can step into that story on February 7th. On February 15th, Taurus has the conjunction between Venus and Neptune. So this is kicking off the new story for the year. And it's story number 11 of the last 11 years of 13 years that you're going to have this happening. And so you're really looking for fresh, new perspectives on everything we just talked about for you with Venus. Fresh new start. See where this might take you. And then on February 19th, we have Venus making her alignment to Pluto. And this is her 16th year, the last one she's going to do with Pluto in all these years we've been going through this. So definitely, Taurus, there is a door opening involving your Venus themes and what might be possible financially, sexually, intimately, through purging and changing and evolving stories that play out at a distravel or relocation that involve legal matters, educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics for you. So a powerful evolving of that state of your philosophies, your beliefs, your sense of adventure, the way that the growth is happening in your life and how this is being shared, how this is transforming. And so you definitely want to pay attention to what is opening up around this on February 19th. Okay, for Gemini. Now, Gemini, Venus moving into Pisces is in square to your sign, into all the mutable signs, well, opposing, you know, Virgo, square, you and Sagittarius. So this is a frictional period for you from January 26th until February 20th, which just means that you're more driven to get in there and do this Venus stuff, or you might be challenged by obstacles that you need to overcome, and it'll show you where those are. But there's a lot of opportunity in the alignments coming up, so I feel like you're going to work your way through whatever this is and really get at this, okay? So Venus is in the place of your chart that is about your personal goals, your career, your status, fame, and higher up authority figures. So you're looking for love in those equations, and, you know, what are you going to go for? What is the big goal? What are you going for with this love interest or your love life in general, or how you're expressing your love out there to others? What's going on with your income and your career or that higher up individual? What's going on with beauty and pleasure and those goals? And so the push begins Thursday the 26th. And on February 4th, this is squaring Mars in your sign, Gemini. So that day is highly frictional for you. You're either really getting heated up and fired up and passionate about something with Venus, or you are angry or frustrated or challenged and firing it up to try to overcome whatever is happening. So it's a more intense day. And then on February 7th, the door opens and you have the opportunity with Venus and this goal or career or authority figure and what's happening with the love or the money or the beauty or the pleasure. And so for Gemini, this is something going on behind the scenes with something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or with something involving institutions or research and development. There's a lot of excitement to this, so look for that one. And then on February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge. So now they're kicking off this new story, new chapter You know, it's chapter 11 out of 13 years of doing this. So this is your 11th year. And so really kind of deciding, hey, let's set some new goals, some new career agendas, some new situations with these higher up people when it comes to, you know, the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure, the romance, the artistry, the spirituality, the institutions, or the research and development. And then on February 19th for Gemini, the door opens up with Pluto. So now there's something sexual or financial or involving third parties and ways that you're evolving and transforming this story and empowering yourself. And so definitely looking for opportunities there. All right. So for Cancer. Cancer, your sign is in a trine to Venus in Pisces. So over these weeks ahead, things are harmonious. They're in flow for you here, or I should say the best they can be, depending on your situation, right? And so for you guys, this is your ninth house where Venus is going to be playing out. So when it comes to love or making money or beauty or pleasure in your life, you know, you're going to see this expressing its travel or distant situations through legal agreements or decisions, through media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, through educational pursuits, whether you're teaching or learning, through ceremonies, through religion, philosophy, politics. So open your mind, be adventurous, look for ways that you can find your flow starting on the 26th, which is today live for you guys listening to the show live, and going through February 20th. In these weeks ahead, February 4th will be the frictional day with Mars. So there's more going on behind the scenes through research, development, institutions, artistry, spirituality, romance, or with secrets or addictions or boundary issues. So that'll fire you up in a good way or a challenging way, but you're going to have more energy around it. And then on February the 7th, the door opens up. There's opportunity now with your Venus themes involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, your own aspirations or original projects. So be in the moment and look for that. And then on February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge. They're kicking off their 11th year chapter out of 13 years. So you're very far along this path, and you definitely want to look at, hey, what new beginnings do I want to set for myself in those realms, and be aware of that and take advantage of the doors that are opening for you. And then on February 19th, Venus meets with Pluto. This is the 16th year, 16th time out of 16. So this is the last one. And Cancer, Venus in this terrible, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political, philosophical interests, and looking at the love or money, beauty or pleasure there, is opening up something powerful for you involving partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and you're looking at where you are financially, intimately, sexually, reproductively, through divorce, through transforming situations, empowerment, third parties, you know, but it's all about your connections with those serious relationships. So definitely look for that. All right, so for Leo, Venus moving into Pisces tonight, Thursday the 26th of January through February 20th. This is putting Venus in an inconjunct to your sign. So over these weeks ahead, there's a lot of adaptation for you guys. Give and take, work around, try out new things, ask for a little bit more or a little bit less, or be willing to give and take when that's asked of you. Or income, pleasure. And this is playing out in your powerhouse, the house of sex, intimacy, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, alimony, child support, or any other kind of financial interest, divorce, death, birth, third-party stories. So Venus wants to smooth things out through this time frame, bring the love, bring the money, bring the beauty or the pleasure into the story, but that's going to happen through you being adaptive, okay? So, Leo, on the 4th, we have that frictional dynamic between Venus and Mars. So for you guys, you're going to be fired up over one of your Venus themes that I just described, and it will involve a friend or associate or group or the internet, or it may involve astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events, or it could play out around your own aspirations or original projects. So expect to have more energy playing out there on that day. And then on February 7th, the door opens up with the planet Uranus. And so this is this next chapter, the fifth chapter out of 8 years, 8 chapters. So, you know, you're looking for some excitement, some opportunities that could open with time with personal life or career or status or a higher up individual. So being spontaneous and in the moment and allowing that to evolve for you. And then on February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge and start this new chapter together of this 13-year story that they are connected. So you're in year 11 of 13 years. And so what new beginning? What new direction would you like to take the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure through this realm of sexuality, intimacy, of financial interest, divorce? And on February 19th, Venus meets with Pluto. This is the 16th time over 16 years and the very last time that she will do it in our lifetime. So a powerful day on February 19th for looking for opportunities with your Venus that might involve paperwork, coworkers, hired help, the job you're doing, your health and what's happening with your health, what's happening with animals in your life, the details, and anything that is evolving, transforming, empowering, going through deep, profound changes, helping you focus on the financial or sexual or intimate or third-party scenario in that story. So there you have it. All right, so for Virgo, Venus moving into Pisces on Thursday the 26th in the evening and staying there until February 20th. Puts Venus opposite you. And this is one-on-one dynamic. This means Venus is showing up for Virgo through relationships over these weeks ahead. And it's so, you know, Virgo, you're going to be experiencing the love or the income possibilities or the pleasure or the beauty through partners, through clients, through specialists, through agents, through attorneys, through competitors, through advocates. You want to connect through this chapter. And so on February the 4th, we have the Venus-Mars square, which is frictional. So you're in there over the love or money or beauty or pleasure with one of these key individuals, and there's all this fired up energy to reach or meet a goal or to do something about the career or what's happening with a boss or parent or judge or director or other higher up individual. And there might be a lot of passion or anger or activity there as things fire up. And then on February 7th, there's this door opening up for you with one of these individuals about love or money, beauty or pleasure. And it involves travel or distant situations or people at a distance or legal agreements or educational pursuits or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests or ceremonies or religion or politics. So be in that moment and grab that, whatever that is. And then February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge and they start their new chapter together. So this is chapter 11 out of 13. So year 11 out of 13 that they're going to meet like this. And so Virgo, big deal. What fresh start? What new direction would you like to take, you know, love or money or beauty or pleasure with these key relationships? Look at the potential and the direction you want to go. And then on February 19th, Venus, for the very last time, will converge with Pluto in an opportunity alignment from Pisces. And so this is year 16 of Spins Virgo for opportunities for you with love or income, beauty or pleasure with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, you name it, to find something profound and evolving in your creative life with your creative projects or talents, or with your love life, or with a lover, or with children, or with recreational pursuits. And with Pluto there, ways to go deeper, ways to share and be intimate or sexual, ways to be reproductive, ways to look at the outside financial resources involved, or deal with the divorce in the story, or third-party situations. That opening up, last big round for everybody on February 19th. All right, so for Libra, Venus is moving into Pisces Thursday the 26th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern, and will be traveling through Pisces until February 20th. This sign is in an in-conjunct for your sign, so that means through these weeks ahead, you're going to get the best out of this if you are adaptive, if you are flexible, if you work around, if you ask for a little bit more or a little bit less, or you're open when others are asking that from you. And we're seeing love, income opportunities, beauty, and pleasure playing out through your work field or with coworkers or hired help, or through what's happening with your paperwork, or focusing on health and getting healthy, or what's happening with your animals in your life. And so it's a special time frame because of all the outer energy that plays out like this, Libra. You know, you're starting into this cycle on Thursday the 26th. By February the 4th, there's this frictional energy that comes on board with Venus and Mars squaring here. So whatever you're focusing on in one of those areas with Venus, there's going to be this amped up, fired up energy around travel, distant situations, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political interest in the mix. So there could be a lot more passion stirred up. There could be a lot more anger. There could be a lot of motivation and just pushing through to try to make something happen. But it definitely looks like a busy day because of that energy. Then on February 7th, Venus forms an opportunity alignment with Uranus. And so this is the fifth year that this does this out of eight. And so you're past the halfway mark with this part of this story. Kind of opportunity with the love of money, beauty, pleasure, and what's happening with these coworkers. With a financial matter, your sex life, a reproductive situation, a divorce, or a story. So in the moment with Venus. And on February 15th, Venus and Neptune come together, and they're kicking off. This is their 11th year, so the 11th chapter of 13 years. And so they're coming together, and you're supposed to be asking yourself, what new chapter do I want to embark on? To bring the love or the money or the beauty or the pleasure through my work, through my health, through the animals, through the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, and how can I get inspired or do more research or deal with institutions or lean into that artistic or romantic or spiritual side of what's happening, or even a past life scenario there. And then on February 19th, Venus and Pluto will form their very last opportunity alignment between these two realms. This is the 16th year of 16 years that they do this. So this is the last big one. And Libra, this means that when it comes to what's been going on in your life with love or income, beauty or pleasure, and the work that you do, or your own health, or your animals, or the paperwork that's in the mix, or the coworkers or hired help, there is now some door opening up to something involving your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate situation. And so Pluto wants to see going deeper, purging, evolving, transforming, making deep, profound changes, looking at the financial aspects, looking at the sexual or intimate side, looking at the shared or third-party influence in that. And so that door opens up on February 19th, and there you have it. All right, so for Scorpio, you guys are enjoying going so deeply into Venus. I don't usually do this, but it just felt like it this time. All right, so for Scorpio, having Venus move into Pisces on Thursday the 26th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern and going through this sign until February 20th, this is a sign that is in harmonic flow with you, Scorpio. So over these weeks ahead, things should start to flow much more nicely for you when it comes to love or income, beauty or pleasure. And it will be playing out with your love life or lover, with your kids, with your creative projects and talents, and with your recreational pursuits. So I think we all want to be Scorpio, right? So this is a wonderful passage for you guys, and you want to look at the, you know, the romantic, the spiritual, the artistic side of where you are in this and do your research and dig into things as need be and deal with institutions if they're part of it, because this is through Pisces that you're meeting this. So starts on Thursday the 26th. By February 4th, Venus and Mars are squaring. There's this frictional heat going on between these two. This can mean a lot more passion and sexuality for the Scorpios on that day in an attraction with the lover, or this could be a lot more motivation and make, trying to make things happen here financially when it comes to the income side of what's happening creatively with you or with the kids. Or this could be really ramping things up over a divorce situation or reproductive need or third party story. And so, you know, it is either going to be really exciting and or really challenging, but it's fired up and you're going to be busy there on that day. Then on February 7th, Venus moves into this opportunity alignment. So this is with Uranus. This is year 5 of 8 of these chapters. And so this door opens up. There's an opportunity that's very exciting in the moment, spontaneous, involving a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, you name it, a connecting with somebody over how this love or money or beauty or pleasure is playing out with your love life, with your lover, with the kids, with the creativity or recreation. And then on February 6th, Venus and Neptune merge, and they're kicking off year 11, their 11th chapter out of 13 years that they're doing this. So you're way far down the road with this, and you definitely want to take the time to just ask yourself, okay, the universe is giving me the tools right here and now, the 11th year of this. How do I want to kick this off? What new things do I want to introduce, or what new direction do I want to take this, or how do I want to evolve this when it comes to my lover or love life, when it comes to the kids, the creative projects and the recreational pursuits and what's happening in those realms with income, with true love, with beauty, with pleasure. And then on February 19th, Venus and Pluto, this is their last time to meet like this. They've been meeting like this once a year for 16 years. This is the 16th year and the final time. So a big deal for everybody. So it's a powerful day when it comes to love, money, beauty, pleasure with your lover, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits, formative talks, offers, meetings, sales, writing opportunities, agreements, proposals, decisions. And for some of you guys, might be involving short trips, local activities, a move, transportation, electronics, siblings, neighbors in that story. But more than anything, the communication, the things you're thinking and expressing and hearing, incredibly powerful on that day. And with Pluto, it is about going deeper, purging, connecting intimately, sexually, financially, looking at third-party stories and what's evolving here in this opportune moment. All right, so Sagittarius. We have Venus moving into Pisces Thursday the 26th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern and traveling there until February 20th. So Pisces is a sign that is square with Sagittarius, or Sagittarius is square with Pisces, however you want to look at it. So this is a frictional alignment, which just means you're going to be busier or pushing for more, really feeling amped up about it. Got to overcome a few things, make some changes, and get in there and do what needs to be done to get what you want. And so you want to take advantage of the action behind this. I'm sorry, that's the puppies digging. I don't even want to tell you what they're digging. Hey, hey. Oh, look at those innocent faces. Okay, so Sag, Venus in this territory. This is about what's happening with love or income, beauty or pleasure, and now how you can aim that at things happening in the home or with a move or renovation or with real estate deals or with your family or parents or roommates. And so these weeks ahead, it's in there, you're doing it. And so by February 4th, Venus and Mars square there, and this is frictional energy. It's heated up. It's fired up. Could be way more passion or some angry fights or some motivation that's pushing you to do more. And for Sag, this involves a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, advocate, or some other key relationship. So lean into the good stuff if you can. And then on February the 7th, Venus and Uranus are meeting. And so this is year 5. Of 8 years that they do this. And so this is the 5th chapter out of 8. And so the door is opening up, Sag, for some kind of excitement or innovation that's taking place through the work you're doing tied to that love or income opportunity at home or that beauty or pleasure at home. Or it involves your health and opportunities with that, or your animals, or paperwork that can be signed, or coworkers or hired help that are in the story. And then by February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge. And this is the 11th chapter or year 11 out of 13 years of this. And so, Sag, you know, you want to look at, hey, which direction do I want to go in this next chapter that I'm in now with Venus and Neptune as it applies to my home, my moves, my renovations, my real estate deals, the family, the parents, the roommates. So where are you with love, money, beauty, pleasure, with the artistic, romantic, or spiritual side of that, or with, you know, the recuperative time you need to recharge and get going, or the research you're doing, or the institutions you're dealing with? So you're into the next chapter with that. And then on February 19th, Venus and Pluto will align in an opportunity alignment. This is the 16th year of 16. This is the last chapter, the last time they do this in our lifetime from these positions. And so, Sag, you want to pay attention. There's an opportunity, a big opportunity here for you when it comes to the love or money, beauty or pleasure at home or with family or moves or renovations or real estate deals or parents or roommates. And this is about powerful ways to open up the income growth or to make a big purchase or increase your purchasing power, or to do something powerful with your possessions or products that you're developing. And so you're looking at the outside financial resources tied to those themes, or you're looking at intimacy and sexual attraction in something going on there, or third parties and powerful people maybe that are coming in helping you with that. So there you have it. And now for Capricorn. Capricorn, Venus moving into Pisces Thursday the 26th at 9:33 p.m. and traveling there until February 20th. Capricorn, this is in a sextile to your sign. So over these weeks ahead, this is about opportunities. Doors are opening for you when it comes to love or income, beauty or pleasure. And it's going to come through your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, offers, and decisions. And Capricorn is also going to come through short trips, local activities, moves, what's happening with vehicles, electronics, siblings, or neighbors. So, you know, definitely keep communication and commerce at the forefront with this, I think. Hold on a second. Puppies! Yeah, that's not going to stop him. All right, I tried. Okay, so on February 4th, Venus and Mars are in that frictional tension here. So you're really fired up and there's something going on with your Venus on that day. So you're hearing from somebody or meeting with somebody or something's being signed, sold, or delivered. And it has to do with love or income or beauty or pleasure. And this is, you know, fired up involving a coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, the job, the health, or the animals in the mix. So you're really very active, or you're pushing for more, or you're passionate about it, or you're angry about it. So, you know, take care, you know, especially on the road and with your words on that day. Then on February the 7th, Venus moves into this opportunity alignment with Uranus. And so Capricorn, you know, this is chapter 5 out of 8 years of doing this. This is the fifth year. And so this is opening up something exciting, innovative, try something new, jump in, that has to do with your creativity, your love life or lover, the kids, or something recreational. So expect something unexpected around one of those themes tied to your Venus on February 7th. Then on February 15th, Venus merges with Neptune. So this is year 11 of 13 years that they're meeting like this. So chapter 11. Okay, Capricorn. And so you want to really look at, you know, what new direction or new chapter, where do I want to take this in this particular year as I'm adding to this story? Do I want to ask somebody something? Do I want to write something? Do I want to focus on the sales? Do I want to meet somebody new? Do I want to propose? Do I want to be proposed to? Do I want to, you know, move or take a short trip? I mean, get more active locally, to get that love, that income, that beauty, that pleasure moving, and to involve the artistic, the romantic, the spiritual, the research, and the institutions in what's possible. And then on February 19th, Venus meets with Pluto from these positions for the very last time. So for 16 years, this is the 16th time and the last time, Capricorn, of Pluto in your sign, and being approached by Venus from Pisces. So this is definitely something involving you, your front and center. You're physically involved. You're personally involved. Your name's on the dotted line. It's about your body, your image, your brand, your title, your identity, or your needs, and where you are financially, sexually, intimately, how you're evolving and empowering yourself, how you're transforming your own situation or dealing with third parties when it comes to your involvement with these Venus stories. So make it count. All right, for Aquarius. The little monsters. You would think I was raising wolves here or something, you know? Okay, Aquarius. So at Thursday, the 26th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern, Venus moves into Pisces and travels there until February 20th. Aquarius, this is in a semi-sextile to your sign. So it is running parallel with you and opening an opportunity for you to work alongside Venus here and to focus on her topics of love, income, beauty, and pleasure through values, through valuing others, valuing yourself, aligning your values with what's going on, through ways that you're earning, ways what you're spending on, your purchases, your gifts, your possessions, your products, your pleasures. So there's some crossover here, obviously, with income and pleasure and the territory it's in for Aquarius. But overall, this is definitely a period for you guys to see where you can take this in these weeks ahead. So we're looking at February 4th when Venus and Mars square, the friction, the heat, it fires up. It's more intense. Sorry, I got to lift a puppy. Come on. All righty, there you go. So Aquarius, you know, on February 4th, this is either going to be more passion or more fighting and anger or more motivation and action, okay? And it involves your kids or your lover or a creative project or something recreational as it ties into Venus, the love, the income, the beauty, the pleasure, the possessions, the purchases, the products, the values. So heating up on that day, try to lean into the positive side of that. Then on February the 7th, Venus and Uranus, they're forming their fifth year of eight. So the fifth chapter is kicking off here. Door opens up. There's an opportunity here for you involving something exciting or innovative at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parents, a roommate. And so being in the moment with that as it applies to love or income or beauty or pleasure or purchases or possessions or values. ascendant on February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge. And so they are kicking off year 11, chapter 11 out of 13 years, 13 chapters. And so you want to look at, you know, what do I want this chapter to be about? What's my fresh start here? How do I apply the love, the beauty, the pleasure, the income with the income, the possessions, the purchases, the values? And how do I bring Neptune into that, you know? Do I want this to go in this direction or that direction artistically, romantically, spiritually, with institutions, with recuperative needs, with research development? So pay attention to, you know, the thoughts you're having or the opportunities that might be arising that can give you an indicator for that. And then on February 19th, Venus gets together with Pluto. And so whatever your Venus topic is that you're honed in on there, this opens a door. This is your 16th year and the very last year of 16 that this is going to happen this lifetime. So there is something powerful opening up, an opportunity behind the scenes in development with research, with institutions, with your romantic life, your artistic life, your spiritual life, to look at where you are financially there or sexually and intimately there or through divorce or third-party stories there. So that begins on February 19th. All right, and Pisces. Pisces, Thursday the 26th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern, Venus moves into your sign and will be moving through Pisces until February 20th. So this is a conjunction. Obviously, it's in your sign. It's with you, Pisces. It is a huge, fresh new start for you, and you want to have it. How I want to apply a new chapter of beauty to who I am, my image, my brand, my name, my title, my body, my needs in life. How do I want to bring love into my life? How do I want to express it? How do I want to attract it? How do I want to move my identity forward through love? What do I want to do with income? This is a fresh new start involving my identity, my name, my title, my brand, my image. What do I want to do with the pleasures of life? How do I show up for that and start getting more involved in that? And so, again, this kicks off 9:33 p.m. Eastern on Thursday the 20th. February 4th, Venus and Mars are in a frictional pattern together. So this heats things up. It fires things up. You're in there about one of your Venus themes, Pisces, and there's something fired up at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or the family, a parent, a roommate, or even emotionally for you. And this might bring a lot more passion, motivation, and action here. And then by February the 7th, you're in there focused on yourself and your Venus, income, love, beauty, pleasure. And this is an opportunity that opens up. There's something exciting, something that you weren't expecting or innovative that comes through a meeting that day or through an offer, proposal, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the decisions. And for some Pisces, this could come through a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, a short trip or local activity as well. You have been going through this with Venus and Uranus for 5 years. They've come together like this. This is year five, and they will do eight of these all together. So you're five chapters into eight with that. And then on February 15th, Venus and Neptune merge on the same degree in your sign, Pisces. So this is when you want to stop and say, okay, going forward in this chapter, you're in year 11 years of going through this, and you have 13 years altogether, and then it's never happening again in anybody's lifetime. So what do you want this year's chapter to look like when it comes to you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your identity, your involvement in things, your personal needs, and what's happening with love or income or beauty or pleasure? Look at the Neptune side of it. Is there something artistic, something romantic, something spiritual, something past life, something about research and development or institutions that you can bring into the story for this next chapter? And then on February 19th, Venus meets with Pluto from Pisces. And so this is the last time. This is year 16, chapter 16 out of 16, last time in our lifetime. And so Pisces, profound, powerful opportunities for you when it comes to your image, your body, your name, your title, the money you're making, the love you're expressing or attracting, the beauty, the pleasure, and what's possible now through friends, associates, group affiliations, doing online with original projects, with your own aspirations, with astrology, with charities, with parties, events, or gatherings. And where this is empowering you, helping you purge and evolve and transform, helping you get to the financial side of life that you need to live, helping you with your sex life or reproductive life, or helping you with third parties that can get you there. So look for that door opening on February 19th. So guys, I highly suggest that we focus on Venus in this week ahead, and that we make this week ahead about love, our money flow, the beauty in our lives, and our pleasures. And we take these new opportunities serious that are coming up, mark them on your calendar, put some intention behind them, and let's see what is possible. So this is Zoe Moon. I posted daily at Zoe Moon astrology.blogspot.com. You can come by and read that daily. You can also catch it on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Come join there. You can ask me questions. You can book your readings the quickest through that site, but I'm also on Twitter and Instagram and every other place. So look for me there. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. And I wish you all a beautiful Venus week ahead. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.